This is your wetlands. Soil is incredibly important to our survival because without it, plants could not grow and we wouldn't survive. Well, soil underwater is called sediment, and it is equally important. The main source of sediment entering San Francisco Bay has been the Sacramento and San Joaquin rivers. But researchers are finding out that the source of sediment around the San Francisco Bay has been decreasing. Now scientists are realizing that we may actually have a sediment deficit.
And because we've dammed off those rivers and we've controlled the flow of water, we've seen less sediment coming down.
Brenda Gayden is the Sediment Program Manager for the San Francisco Bay Conservation and Development Commission.
If you think about the system, we have sediment coming in on one side, and then we have this big bowl in the middle, which we could call San Francisco Bay. And then the other side of the bowl is the ocean. And so sediment's moving from the river to the bay and out to the ocean. And as we have sediment moving out, we need more sediment to come in.
But not enough sediment is coming into the system because it is being held back behind the dams, impacting marshes and wetlands.
And we really need those marshes because they provide habitat, but they also are, I think, probably our best flood insurance we could ever have, because wetlands can absorb water both from the land side and they can absorb it from the bay side. So if you think about big storms, when you've got water rushing off the hillside and water coming in from waves and energy, you want that marsh between you and the bay so that you've got kind of a buffer zone that can absorb the sediment and the water like a sponge.
And with sea level rise, having vibrant marshes will become increasingly important.
And if the sediment isn't coming in from the rivers and the tributaries to those marshes, then they can't keep up. And that's a really important thing for people to know, is that those marshes have to keep up, and they are really one of our best insurance measures we have for sea level rise and big storms.
And here's another factor to consider. Big storms can actually bring water from the bay into our stormwater control systems.
And that means that the water is going to move back unless you have things to stop it, like wetlands. And so the sediment has to come up with sea level rise. And if it doesn't, we're going to see low-lying areas that get more inundated. So we need to think about how do we keep increasing sediment to the shoreline as sea level rises. And the storm drain systems themselves, which are what used to be creeks in a lot of cases, will bring water in from the bayside over time. And so our infrastructure isn't really designed to have high levels of water coming in from the bay. Even in the Gulf Coast, where you look at coastal marshes and the flooding that happened with Hurricane Katrina, areas that were vegetated stayed in place better.
Historically, sediment was literally thrown away, brought out to sea, or put in places where the sediment couldn't help rebuild marshes and wetlands. But right around the bay, there are flood control channels with a ready supply of sediment.
And in those channels, we have trapped sediment. And people don't realize it, but your public works department in any town is busy planning and excavating sediment out of the flood control channels all the time. And so one of the things we're looking at doing with our friends at SFEI and the San Francisco Estuary Program and the joint venture is figuring out, can we get sediment to move through the flood control channels to the shore to help build up the shoreline instead of having to mechanically remove it? So could you redesign a flood control channel to allow the sediment to come through, moving that down to the shoreline, or even just taking it from the flood control channels and putting them into habitats along the way, or building retaining ponds along the way that can double as habitat or even parks, is another great way of kind of bringing sediment and the system back together.
And a very important point, which Brenda underscores, is the fact that sediment is a valuable resource.
It is not a waste product. It's not something we should be throwing away. It actually has value, and has significant value not only to us as humans, but it has value to habitats. And without it, we're going to be in a lot of trouble. And so spending more money to put it in the places we want it to be is actually really an important thing for us to think about and consider. To me, it's black gold.
And my thanks to Brenda Gayden, Sediment Program Manager for the San Francisco Bay Conservation and Development Commission. On behalf of the San Francisco Bay Joint Ventures Your Wetlands Report, I'm Jerry Kaye.